Hello guys, welcome to Vaudeville. I'm here with a special guest. I haven't known this guest for so long, like let's say less than a year, but this guest knows a lot of things. So I'm here with
Edward.
Hey, welcome. Welcome to Vaudeville, and today we're going to talk about
the personal college experience.
Yes, so a lot of people are graduating, well, virtually this time, and we're going to talk about our personal college experience. So sit back, relax. So Edward, you're an ambassador, which means that you've seen a lot of people's college experience even before they are in college. So I wanted to ask, in your senior year, because this is more or less about your own personal experience, in your senior year, were you ready for college? What steps did you take? What did you do?
Honestly, I was more than ready, but the transition wasn't as bad. During high school, I took some dual credit classes, so I spent a little of my time at community college, taking college classes, doing the same coursework, more or less. So when I came to college, it's just more of the same thing, but it's just more classes, and it's more like a full-time to me. So before that, I used to do college part-time. Now it's full-time. But other than that, everything, well, classes and everything else, it's a more refreshing experience, to be honest, when I first joined college. But yeah, it's in a nutshell, my experience.
That's great. I mean, I don't know. Because during my own time, I don't think I was ready. I didn't do dual credit. I didn't have any AP class in my thing. And I applied to over 20 schools because I don't know. I didn't have a dream school. I was like, oh yeah, this one gives good scholarship. Let me apply. I love them with private schools because private schools seem to do a lot of aid. And I got into a lot of private schools. I got into a lot from Minnesota, in terms of places, it ranged from Minnesota to New Orleans to freaking Maine. I applied to Maine.
Whoa. Pretty far trip.
Yeah, I was just like, okay, that's the college is going to be my experience, open experience. And I got a lot of scholarships and all these kind of things. But then I felt like I wasn't ready to do that, so I went to community college instead, which... after coming to college, I was like, yes, I'm ready for the university setting. But it's entirely the opposite of you who went did dual credit and was prepared for the college life. And I was like, oh, I'm not prepared for college life. I have a schedule that says I have 7 subjects this semester, and it's after class. And it's not and after that, you go back home, and most times, I guess I've been in different educational systems. It seemed like the American educational system was very different from what I was used to. And the one I was used to was very hard because they have 16 classes per term and all those kind of things. And they were more or less honors and AP classes. But when they transferred, they just ordinary classes and okay, you continue your ordinarity. classes, and I didn't know anything about AP or whatever because they weren't variations like that. So I wasn't prepared for the American college system. So I went to community college to get myself prepared.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah, and that worked for me.
Yeah, well, community college is, I spent a year and a half in those hallways. So I do agree. Well, I do say something is that the classes are easier, but when it comes to the culture, it's very much the same. And for people who take community college before university, we all have various reasons, and some of them, financial or experimental. But, community colleges are just a great, like a step when you come to universities, because I do talk to many high school seniors, and when they make that transition from high school to university, they were so confused about everything, about how do I sign up for class myself, now that the advisor doesn't do it for them? How do I get involved? You know, what's the schedule? Like, why don't I have to wake up at 7 in the morning every day anymore?
Yeah.
You know, things like that. And so, you know, like, I guess for us, having that community college experience really helps you to be more prepared and for you to be more productive when you are in university.
Yeah, I totally agree with that. Because when I finally transferred to university, it wasn't the same. I won't say the same, because in terms of social life, in community college, there's little to no social life. But in terms of, like, in school academics, like, knowing how to wake up early for class and knowing how to, like, balance your schedule to fit your life, because I was working while I was in community college. I still work now, so I could understand from, like, because I never worked in high school, so I didn't know how to balance
work and school. It's a tough schedule to balance.
I knew how to balance that in community college, and when I was transferring, it kind of felt easier in that sense to balance school and work and all those kind of things, to pick the right schedule, to pick the right extracurricular activity, you know, those kind of things. But so now we've spoken about part of your, like, your, you know, personal experience. Can you talk about, like, different experiences you've faced as an ambassador, like, especially like in relation to, like, high school students you've worked with?
Yeah, so technically I am an ambassador for the Honors College, so I meet a lot of high school seniors who, most of them are similar in terms of they are like motivated, highly driven, and it's typical for them to have, you know, oh yeah, hi, I took like 9 AP classes in high school, like I got a 4.0, my ACT is this, and my ACT is this and that. So it's pretty easy to talk to them and see their stories that, oh yeah, you are successful in high school, you will be successful in college. But there are some of those high school seniors, when I talk to them, and you know, they have no APs, but they are interested in honors. And so what I usually tell them is that, you know, first of all, good for you for, you know, come to the event to talk to me and learn about how it is to be in honors, even though it's not a usual path for students who don't perform as well, but they are motivated. And I tell them, you know, honors is a great place, and college in general is a great place for you to, you know, come in, be inexperienced, but you get to be exposed to different ideologies. You get to take classes, gain work experience, do all kinds of those things. And as long as you are motivated, you can, you know, pretty much draw your own path at universities. And I tell that to everyone, basically. It's that no matter which kind of background you come from, when you go to university, hopefully you would get an environment that is welcome for you to, you know, progress, to learn, to do all kinds of fun things, and hopefully not regret it afterward.
I know how rigorous, because Edward here is a computer science major, and I know how rigorous computer science can be, because I actually was a computer science major and then I changed my major. How was that, plus the rigor of being an honor student, like your first year? I don't know how many classes took your first year. I'm guessing way more than 16 hours. But like, how were you able to balance that with like your social life and all those kind of things, with honors and being an ambassador and doing all these things all at the same time?
Yeah, so about that, well, I did take kind of 16 hours. It's not a lot more.
Okay. Because I heard someone, you know, like, say she took like 20 something hours.
Yeah, that's crazy. The freshman year, I was
like, what? Like, I can't survive with that.
It's like bio majors be like,
yeah.
But yeah, in terms of balancing everything, I don't think it was a difficult obstacle for me, because when you sign up for class, you at least for orientation at our university, we have you know, the schedule list. So you put one class at 9 a.m., one class at 1 p.m. and you see which free space you have and what to put in them. And so like, it's kind of the same thing in my head. So if I'm interested in, you know, joining ambassadors, and I know that they meet every morning at, let's say 10 a.m., then say, And then I say, oh, do I take any classes then? Do I have anything to do? If not, then, well, I guess I could go to that meeting. And so it's kind of my own way of balancing. It's pretty simple. And, I'm not much of a neat scheduler myself. But I just think, you know, if you have free time and you should be able to get out there and get experience and have fun, because, you know, it's the college experience. And, well, I just don't put so much effort into, you know, trying to balance things if you also don't do too much as well.
Yeah. So, okay, in terms of, like, okay, so there are a lot of things that people already, like, in they have in their minds what they want to do when it gets college, like, oh yes, I want to get internship by the time I get into my sophomore year. I want to do research by the time I get into my sophomore year. I want to
wise words. Like wise words from a high school senior.
Yeah, I know that's very nostalgic to you, because there are a lot of people like, oh yes, by the time I'm done, you know, I want to be like, by the time I'm a senior, I must be like a Fulbright fellow or something like that. And you're just like, oh, I think you need to calm down. You know, take it one step at a time, because there's so much. I feel like, okay, I mean, community college provided me the opportunity to see reality before, you know, going into that kind of phase in terms of like college. But still, I was like, okay, by the time I get into my sophomore year, I'll be driving my VW Volkswagen truck thingy car and drive to California for my wonderful internship with some Disney Channel or something like that.
Oh my god.
I know. And then I was like, yeah, this is what I'm going to do by the time I sophomore year. And then by the time I become a senior, like, no, actually, by the time I become a junior, I would have done like 3 internships by that time and all this kind of thing. Not factoring that I already had a job.
Not factoring all, oh my gosh, things, like, I'm so guilty of that. It's not so. Yeah, like, I have to say, like, I have, like, I'm not saying I don't have that mentality now, because I do have an internship and stuff, but, like, when I came in, I didn't have that mentality, and when I joined, like, a club meeting, and the person leading the meeting was like, oh, yeah, so you came here for professional development, you know, you are in college, you take classes, but it's also important to, you know, go out there and achieve stuff, get a job, get experience, be involved in volunteering, all kinds of stuff. And I'm like, it's a stressful thing to think about for yourself, especially as a freshman or high school senior, but it just all comes down to who you want to be and what do you want to do in college. And most of us want a job, so the best thing to do in college is to get experience to get a job easier when you graduate. But for some other people, like, they come to college with other intentions besides getting a job. They want to have fun, they want to get experience, and for some of them, college is like a new world. Mm-hmm. You know, like, that you are an adult, you are semi-independent, and so they just want to, you know, live those 4 years to the best of their potential. And so what I want to say from that is that everyone has different reasons to be in college, and just because yours doesn't align with other people doesn't mean that you are more or less than them, or they are not doing the right thing, or you are not doing the right thing. It's just, you can design college as whatever you want to be. It's just that, you know, a lot of us wants to get experience, and so it can be stressful, but it doesn't have to be.
Yeah, I totally understand that, because after the whole, like, at least after my freshman year, or actually after my sophomore year to be more precise, I already knew, like, this reality that I already have a job, and I have, like, other things, because I've been volunteering for a really long time, since I was like right after high school. That was like one of the first things I did, so I knew that, okay, this is my way of getting the experience. I know it's not the experience for my career, but it's the experience for, like, helping me in a sense to understand people for my career, in that sense, you know. So it doesn't exactly have to be like, oh yeah, I need to get this specific internship for this specific job. So even if you don't get it, you're just like, no, this is my life, I'm a failure, or whatever. Don't feel like that, because I didn't know.
Yeah.
all the people want to see in your resume, at least you have some kind of experience, you know. Your experience might just be in honors only, like you might be a mentor, an ambassador, SGB, and all those kind of things, and they'll still hire you because they're like, oh yeah, you had interaction with people, you understand teamwork. It doesn't have to be like, oh yeah, you're studying computer science, you have to get an internship in Google by your sophomore year. Not just to be like question mark, like, is that all? What is your people, you know, experience, you know, this kind of thing. So it doesn't have to be that kind of, it just might just be social events you are working for. They see, oh, you can organize an event in SGB, so therefore you're good, you know, you're able to organize events in like general life sense. So it doesn't, I guess it doesn't have to be that kind of internship. Your internship can just be your school experience, to be honest. Just say, like Ed said, they don't pay him to be an ambassador, but it's still an experience he gets, you know, from doing that, you know, understanding that. And that helps in a lot of people's resume. People look at people's resume and you only see one thing because they've only done, like, let's say they've only worked in one place, in one internship throughout their whole college career, and there's not much in their CV or resume. So it's just like, so what else do you do? Like, how do we know you as a person? And in that case, we'll tell you, oh, join other service things. Like, people who join Bona, are you in Bona?
I am not, but yeah. I have reasons for that.
Yeah, but, it's fine. I'm not in Bona either, but people join Bona, and even doesn't even have to be a Bona, but like, people just do a lot of stuff in school also have that advantage. I mean, so you don't have to leave the school walls to be able to get experience. That's just practically what we're saying. So if you look back at like your high school self, what mistakes do you think you made in like, or do you feel like you didn't make any mistake? Like everything was like,
yeah. So like I was a nervous wreck like when I was a high school senior, because you know, I like everyone else, I applied to several schools, I got accepted into some of them, I got rejected, I got financial support, I did not get financial support, and all this kind of stuff. But it's kind of scary when you think that, oh, you have to pick a school that you will pay a lot of money to or not, and spend the next 4 years trying to figure out a career path you have to adhere to for the rest of your life. And I know it's not that cut and like that precise, but at that time I was thinking like that. And so it kind of stressed me a little bit after every rejection or after my financial aid request got denied. But looking back, like I would say that was my mistake, and I would tell myself that, you know, it's like, it's not clear to you now, but like a year from now or 2 years from now, you will see that, oh, it's not that stressful. It's not that one path you have to follow or you die. It's, you know, like college is a lot, like it has a lot more experience and opportunities than that than you can imagine. Like I wouldn't like imagine as a senior, as a high school senior, to like be able to do all the things I did, to got all the opportunities I did. And so just stressing about every single thing that you try to control is not a good mental state you should be in. You know, so, you know, I would say to myself and every other senior, just don't stress about it, or don't stress too much. Like, stress a little bit to, you know, push you forward and do stuff and not lie around. But don't spend too much time thinking about stuff you can't control.
That makes a lot of sense, you know, because even like a lot of people struggle with majors generally. They're like, oh, by their senior year of like high school, they're supposed to know what they're supposed to do, which in actuality is not true. By senior year of high school, if you're like, I still don't know what I want to do, I know I want to go to college, but like I don't know what I'm going to study, that's still fine. Like, it doesn't mean you're a loser or like you have no future ambitions. You do have future ambitions. It's just at that moment it doesn't come to you. And then when you get into college, you have the opportunity to do, like, thing I like about your page is that you're allowed to do like exploration studies, where you kind of like just explore as many studies you can. And most of like the first 2 years, you're literally not even doing anything in your major, to be honest. Like some majors, like my major, you can go through the first years actually doing anything in your major, and then you realize, okay, yeah, so I think I'm interested in this. After taking like this one class is computer science, I think I want to be a computer science major, or I'm doing this class in business and I want to do something in business, you know. People expect in their experience that they are supposed to like know what they want to do. And even if after you know what you want to do, and after freshman year just to like, okay, yes, I think this is not what I want to do, you're open to like, you don't have to be stuck in that major if you don't want to. You can change it, you know. As long as you have like a plan, like even if you don't have a plan, by your senior year, I mean of college, you should probably have a plan. with what you do that major. Like, not like, okay, yeah, I'm a psych major now, so I guess I don't know what to do next. And you're just like, and you're a senior, then that's the problem. Senior in college, not senior in high school. Those are two different lanes. But as long as you know by your junior year what you're going to do with your major, you're fine. Like, to be honest, you're okay. You're doing great. Like, I guess that's, I don't know. I look back and realize like the mistake I made was I had so many big dreams. Like, the thing is that you can have, okay, no, to be honest, let me not lie. I to this day, I have a lot of big dreams. But here's the thing. I applied to schools that I knew that I wouldn't get in, but I still applied anyway. For example, I applied to Yale just because.
I did the same thing, but
I knew I wasn't going to get in. I was like, oh yeah.
No, go ahead.
Let me just do it. I was just like, at least there should be at least one Ivy in my list, right? And then I applied to like Yale, and then I got the rejection letter. I was like, oh well, I guess not. But then I realized I didn't actually pay an application fee. I think I did pay a fee for application. I'd have used that fee to do something else in my life. But then I was like, you know what, I have all this money, let me do application and apply to as many schools as I want. But yeah, I realized that, and at that time I wasn't so sure what I wanted to do, because I really wanted to do something in the liberal arts, but then a lot of people telling me there isn't a job opportunity in liberal arts, do STEM. And I was like, okay, I guess, I don't know, let's do the STEM, I don't know. By the end of the day, I'm now in liberal arts. It's like a full circle. So I think the mistake I made was like, I should have planned more, I guess, because I didn't really plan. I just went with the flow. I went to schools that I didn't see myself in. I applied to an all-girls school. Like,
oh, really?
Yeah, I did apply to an all-girls school.
What school was that?
St. Catherine, St. Kate's. It was in Minnesota.
Did you intend to go to that school?
I actually did, because they gave me, like, out of all the schools, they gave me the best financial aid. Literally, the advisor drove from Minnesota to meet me and to meet Olive Garden. So I was like, I guess. I mean,
you're going to do what you're going to do?
That was so heart-touching, to be honest. Like, for the advisor to actually drive all the way. Then again, the school is small, so it's understandable. But the advisor drove all the way to me from Minnesota to like Texas, was like literally complaining about the traffic. Was like, there's no traffic in Minnesota, and like in Texas is traffic. Like, he doesn't get why there's traffic and why people swear at you. And we're like, oh my god, you guys are so nice. he doesn't get it. And then he took us to Olive Garden, like me and my family, and I was like, you know, I guess the best thing to do is actually to go to this school. But then again, it's an all girls school, and I was like, all I do.
Speaking of, you know, like picking different schools and choosing and not choosing them, like I had like a new perspective when I became an ambassador, because, you know, I went, like, as an ambassador, I went to, and I still go to, college fairs and open houses and all of those recruiting events. And like, it's one thing in my mind when I was doing it was that, so how do we get these kids to go to a state public school in an honors program? Because, like, you know that most of them are pretty bright. They have good grades, good GPA. They have great test scores and stuff. And, of course, they want to go to, like an Ivy League school or somewhere, like, private and expensive. Like, how do you get these kids to go to UH? And I realize that it's not much about advertising the school. It's more so about like telling them what school is the best for them, because some of these kids are from UH, so from Houston. My mistake. So like going to a state school near their hometown is not like the best decision in their mind, but like I feel like sometimes it's not the best for some of these people because they might not have the right financial situation, or they really don't know what they want to do, even though they do want to go to these great schools. And I was in their shoes 2 years ago. But the thing I tell them is that, so I can stand here and I can tell you all about the Honors College and about University of Houston and all that stuff. And at the end, I'm going to tell you that I think you should go or at least apply to the Honors College, not because I was not paid to be here, but like from your stories, from your scores and stuff like that, like I feel like our university has very special thing in a very welcoming environment for them. And so like even if you want to go to all these high top tier universities, you have to ask yourself, what do I get there? You know, like is the program great there? And then second one was like, will my family able to pay? Because personally for me, I almost kind of convinced my parents to pay a huge amount of money for me to go to Rice, because when I was applying to Rice, and then we had a very lengthy conversation about, oh my gosh, so if you allow me to go here, then you have to cut all these financial stuff and spend a lot of money. And at the end, like right now, 2 years later, I was like, what was I thinking? And second of all, is that, would it be worth it? Like, would the money be worth it? Would the stress be worth it? Like, would Rice be the right school for me? And I was like, at the end, I realized that I'm in a much better place now, with at least financially.
True.
And also, you gotta know that it's not about the ranking or the other stuff on the list that tells you. You know, it's like you have to know which place is the best for you to grow. And I'm not saying this because I'm biased, but I'm saying this because of my own personal experience. Like I go out there and advertise about my university because I think it's a great place because I have experienced it. And especially for some people, I do think that their best place to be in for college would be the place I'm advertising, if you know what I mean.
That's totally understandable. I totally get it because at the end of the day, I knew I wanted to throughout my college applications, I didn't want to stay in Texas. The only school I applied to in Texas was U of H. Well, that was the first time I applied. That was before I actually went to college school. I didn't actually finish the application, so that's why I didn't get in. I was like, I don't want to stay in Texas, so I won't finish my UH application. That's it. And I was even thinking about applying last minute, but I was like, you know what? I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to do this.
Law school.
And then the second time when I applied, I was like, okay, very serious. I applied very early, and I actually considered three schools in Texas, but most of the schools are still out of state. But during that time, during my high school time, I was like, no more Texas. I need to go where everything is vibing. California, New York, Maine.
Very bold
Well,
choice of the state, but
then I started thinking, vibing and Maine shouldn't be in the same sentence. But I applied to different Iowa. I applied to Iowa. I applied to Ohio. I guess didn't want to stay in Texas. I was like looking for something new, going the distance, and all these kind of things. And here I am in Texas, your page.
yeah.
A proud Coug, by the way.
Yep, go cool.
Go Coug. A proud Coug, by the way. And I look back and I was like, how I wish I like, because I, to be honest, I didn't even apply to UT. A lot of people were like, yeah, UT is a go-to school. I'm like, nah, not for me. Not playing Texas. I never applied to UT in anything. To this very day. So, yeah, I've been yeah, I look back. I'm like, oh, I wish I applied to more state schools. You know, maybe I would have had like more opportunities. I feel like I'll still be a cook, but like, I'd have been a cook with like more financial aid. I won't need to pay for college, but hey,
exactly, yeah.
This is that. That's like my only regret. Like, I wish I applied. I took my application seriously. I even, like, to be honest, I didn't finish the apply Texas. Like, apply Texas sent me like during the deadline, like, oh, you still have this application pending. I'm like, no, I'm going to apply to it. But that's like my only regret. I wish I considered state school. I was like, you know what, my mind shouldn't be restrained in Texas. I should be everywhere. Like,
yeah,
Washington State, Oregon. I went through Oregon application. It's just really weird. I think I applied to almost all states, but then I applied to school. So like, I feel like, to be honest, more than 10 states I applied to. But it was
me. Oh wow.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
Yeah. But then I was like, you know what? At the end of the day, you're still planning on going to grad school. Why don't you stay here for your undergrad, and then you do grad school in those places you want to go to? Which is interesting because the grad program I'm thinking of now, actually only one school in Texas does it, so I might likely not be in Texas for the program. But hey, it's me seeking out leaving Texas. I'm so sorry, Texas. Texas is amazing, but like, yeah. So we should. That was like my application regret. But except that, I don't, yeah, I guess, regret any other thing, because those application experiences enabled me understand the whole application process from that point of view. Because there are a lot of people who are certain, they're like, oh yeah, I'll apply to only two schools. I was like, two? Why? Yeah. If I don't get into this school, I get into the other one. I was like, how are you so limited? And to be honest, I am pretty sure I applied to more than just saying 25 schools. It's that bad. Ooh, it was that bad.
That is a lot.
Yeah.
I applied to like 5 schools, and honestly, all of them are in Texas, except for one that is in Louisiana. Because like, there was like a week where I was like, I convinced myself I could live in Louisiana without any family.
Which school was that?
And, you know, having a great ass time.
What school was that?
LSU. Louisiana State University.
Yeah.
And like, it is still a good school. It's just, well, my family didn't really want me to leave them and go to Louisiana. But like, you know, like, I ended up in Houston and in UH, and it's not too bad here, you know?
Yeah, so, it's not bad.
Like, in the end, it all works out.
Yeah, it's to be honest, it's not bad to me at all. I love this experience. I love the Honors College. Like, they're like my fam, you know, fam, man. I was able to connect with, still met people from different states, you know?
Exactly, yeah.
Just the whole, that's one of the reasons I actually wanted to leave, because I wanted to meet people from other states. But I was able to do that in UH, because UH is so diverse. They meet people from other states, yep, people from other countries. I met someone from, I actually met someone from Kazakhstan, and I met someone from, I don't want to pronounce the country wrong, Tajikistan. I pretty got but I know it's one of the stands.
I have no idea what the country is, but that's a great thing for you guys, because, you know, like, you've never known such a place existed if you don't meet the person.
Okay, I actually knew the place existed. It's just that I did not, I did not just meet people from those places. I wanted people from different culture. One of our close friends is from Venezuela.
Yeah.
I didn't really know anyone from Venezuela except like her. Like that, I know someone from Greece. Which is just so amazing, because that was the whole thing I was looking for, and now I was able to find it with, you know, your H. So yeah, if you guys, any of the listeners, are considering your H, if you're into diversity and meeting people from different countries, like literally you might meet someone like, person like, hi, and I'm like, hi, where are you from? Oh, you know, I'm from Chile. I'm like, oh my god, tell me more, you know, those kind of things. If you're into that, your page is a school for you, just advertising. We're plugging in our school right now.
It's like a 45 minute advertisement.
Yeah.
Surprise!
This is like the final question. What would you tell your high school self? Like, if you were to give yourself advice, you know, what would you tell younger Edward?
Ooh, I think I kind of diverted to this question before, but I have so much to say, though. Like, Naomi, would you like to start that first instead of me? Okay. Like, I need time to think, because, like, do I tell younger Edward, like, 10,000 things or something? But, yeah.
So, I would tell younger Naomi to chill. Even tell now Naomi to chill, because Naomi doesn't just chill. younger Naomi to chill, that it's be okay. It's going to be fine. You know, I was so skeptical that I wasn't going to, like, go to college in general. That I was just like, okay, I need to apply to as much university. It's not as if I had bad grades. I didn't have bad grades. I was a top student, but still I was like, no, nobody will accept me. All those kind of things. But you need to chill, like, really. That's, like, one advice I'll give myself. My younger self, when it comes to applications, stick to only 10. at most, 10. Not at least, but at most. That's the cap. Stick to 10. Ooh. And 10 of your top schools, and not just, like, oh, Yale. Don't apply to Yale if you know you're not even, like, grades. It's not even in relation to grades, but, like, I'm very bad at standardized tests. So my SAT was not a reflection of how my grade was. I don't do well with when there's, like, timer, and I was, like, feeling much pressure. So most times during the exam, I wasn't actually answering the question. I was more or less thinking to myself, you're going to not do great at this. So, yeah. So when they see my standardized test and they see my actual, like, grade, they're like, are they two different people?
Honestly, though.
Yeah. I need to, that's the thing, just chill. And everything will be fine. Like, right now, I'm going to be a senior, which is great. So I'm going to, like, by next year, I'll be saying I graduated, which feels like a dream. Because you're just like, wait, what? I'm graduating next year. But I also am taking part in things like research, which I never knew I'm going to do. Like, taking part in a lot of honors programs, which, like, my younger self would be like, yeah, you're not going to do that. And I'm now able to do all those kind of things, you know. So I'm just going to tell myself, chill, it's going to be fine, you know. That's one thing I'm sure I'm going to tell my younger self. Just going to be fine. So now back to you. It's come back to you. So I hope you've already
I told one thing to my younger self already, but another thing I would wish my younger self would know is that you shouldn't try to control things in the future, the things you can control, because, you know, like, when you're picking school, you would wish that you have the best experience there, you have the best classes there, and so, like, you pick school with that mentality. So that's why it's very important for you to get into a good school. But it's not the whole equation, you see, because when you get into college or university, like, it's you who do all the work, it's you who go out there and, like, experience all that stuff, talk to all these people. So if anything, like, if you want to thrive, if you want to be successful, you have to do it yourself. And it doesn't matter much where you are. It's more of what you do and what you can do and what you want to do. And so I would tell my younger self that, hey, you know, it's not all about the school. It's not about the prestige or the programs. Like, if you want to be like that, if you want to get that, or be someone like that, like, it's your job. Like, yeah. It's your duty to do that. And it doesn't, like, the school won't do it for you if you just sit there and expect, you know, opportunities to come your way. You have to go out there and get it wherever you are. So I guess that's what I would want my younger self, and actually myself right now, you know, like there are some things you think you improve, but there's too much more room for you to do. And, you know, you have one more year, I have two more years.
Yeah.
You know, you have to just remind yourself that if you want to be successful, you have to do it yourself.
True. That's very true. And, yeah, I mean, even those years go by, they go by so fast. Because you look back and you're like, wait, wasn't, like, yesterday I was a freshman and now I'm a senior? And I'm just like, wait, like, how did it just all go by so fast? Like, you don't really remember how much of time has gone by until you like realize that how like look back and see how successful you are now compared to your high school
self,
you know. You're more prepared, more in shape for the job world. You've been tossed into the real world and you survived the sharks. So that's amazing. I'm so excited about the discussion. I didn't know how this was going to go when it was first suggested by you, but it has gone so well.
I hope so. It's my first time ever. It's like my first social interaction since forever. So, you know, I hope I did well, I guess.
Well, I mean, you did too. You've done well. My guests love you already. I feel it. I know I've not yet published it, but I feel it.
Well, I hope so.
Yeah. But even because I also have guests that are not from the United States. I know their own college experience is very different, but still, just, you know, believe in yourself. Like, just, even if you're uncertain, just have some kind of belief, you know, fake the belief till you make it, like, fake it till you make it, you know. And now we are not talking about, like, the college experience, like, from this standpoint. But it will be your time to sit down, like, I'm talking to my guest now, to sit down and, like talk tables where you have to talk about like your college experience, and you guys are already like, yeah, my college experience was great and all this kind of things, or it wasn't great. It doesn't have to be great. It's okay not to be okay, you know. No one's college experience is the same, but I hope our personal experience motivates you to actually like go on and apply to college, because there are people who already fear so much about college they never apply or never take that step. So that's the advice I'll give my viewers. And I'm so excited, Edward, for you coming here virtually to actually just, you know, talk about it. Actually, you're more or less an expert in this than I am, because I'm not an ambassador or anything, and you've seen people through their experience and helped them literally. Yeah, one of the, you know, people who pushed them to take that big step. And thank you for your service. That's literally what I'm trying to say. I know you say, oh, they pay for it. They don't pay for it, but you've impacted a lot of people's lives just by doing it.
No, honestly, yeah. I'm involved for the experience. And, honestly, it's one thing I wish I also knew when I started college. It's that, like, you don't have to do anything with a purpose, you know?
Mm-hmm.
If you sign up for something and sit around and enjoy the ride, like, that's the thing you get. And sometimes that could really improve yourself, like whether it's about like your mentality or your viewpoint in life, or if it helps you to determine what you want to do in the future, then that's like time well spent. You know, it not everything have to have something in return.
Yeah. Thank you so much for joining. And well, now we're going to say goodbye because, well, we've spoken a lot. Well,
yeah, thank you, Naomi, for having me. Edward, it was a pleasant hour, I guess.
It wasn't an hour.
Oh, well, it was a pleasant whatever time it was.
Don't forget to subscribe, listen. There are so much in the collection already. When I started this podcast, I didn't know it was going to be where it is now. It was just something I wanted to like rant about. Politics about, that was the first idea, and then I was like, you know what, it's not going to be about politics, it can be about anything. So you guys should subscribe. I will talk to you when I talk to you again. So goodbye.
Goodbye, everyone.
Goodbye.
Thanks for listening.